The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome everyone to my podcast, where my only job is to binge it, rate it, and rank it. This is your host, DJ Scorsese, and you're listening to Moviosity. Hope you enjoy. Alright, so for this episode of my podcast, I'm going to be doing comedy movies. I'm going to be ranking my top 10 favorite comedy movies, along with a couple honorable mentions. Last episode, I did action movies, and that was a lot of fun. You know, I love action movies, so that was it's a good time to, you know, sit down and think about all those. But I definitely feel like I enjoyed, you know, making the plan and everything for this episode more, because I feel like I'm definitely more of a comedy movie person, so. It was a lot of fun to make this, and I'm excited to talk about it. Yeah. All right. So to start off the honorable mentions, I have 21 Jump Street. It came out in 2012. Was directed by Phil Lord. You know, starring Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. This movie is so funny. It is definitely. It's a feel good movie. You can't have a bad time watching it. It's so funny, and Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill are they're so funny in this movie. So yeah. And then for my second honorable mention, I have Dumb and Dumber. It came out in 1994, directed by Peter Farrelly, starring Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. And Jeff Daniels is, you know, he's so funny in this movie. I really love Jeff Daniels. He always does a good job. But for me, Jim Carrey is one of my favorite all-time actors. He's just so funny. And the way he does, like, physical acting, where it's not just what he's saying, but what he's doing. I just think Jim Carrey is so great in everything that he does. So definitely had to throw this one on there. And then for my third honorable mention, I have another Jim Carrey movie, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. This came out in 1995, directed by Steve Ortakek, starring Jim Carrey in Manisha and Simon Callow. I mean, just again, Jim Carrey is so good in everything he does. I really love his movies. Just, he really doesn't make bad stuff ever. And yeah, and I thought about putting the first movie in this series on here, but I just feel like the second one, When Nature Calls, is better. And Pet Detective is so good, but I always found that I enjoyed When Nature Calls more. All right, so now I'm going to get into my top 10 list. So yeah, let's just start it off. And at number 10, we have Elf. Came out in 2003, directed by John Favreau, starring Will Ferrell, James Caan, Zooey Deschanel. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's such a feel-good movie. Will Ferrell is so funny in this movie. And it's a Christmas movie, so it's a little different. And that's what kind of sets it apart from, I feel, a lot of the other movies on this list. But it's just so funny to me. At number 9, we got Guardians of the Galaxy. This came out in 2014, directed by James Gunn, starring Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, and Vin Diesel. So I love Marvel movies. It's probably one of my favorite kind of movies. Just the Marvel Universe in general, it's just one of my favorites. It's so good. And I think this one in particular, you know, amongst all the Marvel movies, it's less about the action and more about the comedy. I think Guardians of the Galaxy definitely focuses on, you know, the humor aspect of things rather than the action, which I'm totally fine with, because I absolutely love this movie. And another big thing I love about this movie is the soundtrack. It's got all classic music in it, and I thought that was really cool. But essentially, this plot of this movie is it's just this guy from Earth living in space with aliens and stuff like that. So it's a really interesting concept, and yeah, it's a great movie. And at number 8, we have Men in Black, the first one, the 1997 version, directed by Barry Sonnenfeld, starring Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith, and Linda Florentino. See, when I was doing my research for the podcast, I was really surprised to see that Men in Black came out in 97. It just feels like it came out a lot more recently. It's such a good movie, and to be that old is just a little bit surprising to me. Will Smith is so funny, and this was one of his first movies, or first movies that got really big. Tommy Lee Jones in this movie was really funny. He almost, I don't want to say stole the show, but he definitely captivated the audience quite a bit, so I really like that. And at number 7, we have Talladega Nights. You know, another Will Ferrell movie. Came out in 2006, directed by Adam McKay, starring Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, and Gary Cole. So I just feel that Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are just such a classic duo. Like, some of the movies that Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are in together are just some of my favorite movies. And then there's more of them on this list. This movie just all around is so funny to me. It's got a really interesting story. Essentially, it's about this kid who grows up. All he wants to do is be a race car driver. And he started his career as he's like one of the crewmen, like for a NASCAR driver, like changes the tires and stuff. And the driver he works for quits halfway through. So he just hops in the car and goes, and he becomes like this overnight sensation in race car driving. And essentially the whole story is just kind of following his life and how he's just a goofy dude, and his best friend, who's played by John C. Reilly. It's just such a funny movie. And then at number 6, I have Ted. Came out in 2012, directed by Seth MacFarlane, starring Mark Wahlberg, Mila Kunis, and Seth MacFarlane. So interesting little tidbit about this is it's directed and written by Seth MacFarlane, but also he does the voice of Ted, the teddy bear. So essentially this movie is about this little kid who makes a wish on a shooting star that his teddy bear would come alive. And that's essentially the concept. It's a really goofy movie. It's a great story. And at number 5, we have Grown Ups. Came out in 2010, directed by Dennis Dugan, starring Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, David Spade, Rob Schneider, and Salma Hayek. See, this movie started off the Grown Ups franchise. There's more after the first one, but I just feel like the first one takes the cake for me. I just feel like it's the, you know, it's always hard to go against the one that starts, you know, gives way for the sequels. It just got like an all-star lineup with Adam Sandler and Kevin James, Chris Rock, David Spade, like just absolute legends in the comedic, you know, community. So, you know, how could it not be good? All right, and now moving on to the number 4 spot, I have Superbad. Superbad came out in 2007. It is directed by Greg Motola, starring Jonah Hill, Michael Kirk, Seth Rogen, Bill Hader, and Emma Stone. So this movie is a classic. Like, when you look up top comedy lists, so many people have this one as their number one movie, and it's completely respectable. Like, this is kind of a debut for some of these younger actors who like now dominate the comedic scene. Like, they're just very prominent, and yeah, it's just all around such a good movie. Essentially, it follows the story of these kids who aren't super popular, and their parents leave, and they have a party, and they live a little bit before they graduate, and it's just everything goes wrong and everything goes right. It's such a good story. There's so many great characters, the side characters like the policeman and the clerk corners, like everything about it is just so funny. And it's a goofy movie for sure, but I just enjoy it every single time I watch it. And then now we're moving into the top three. So, you know, some pretty heavy hitters here. And these, obviously it's all opinion based, but I feel these are just the top three comedy movies of all time. I'm going to start off with Anchorman. Came out in 2004, directed by Adam McKay. It is starring Will Ferrell, Christina Applegate, Paul Rudd, Steve Carell, and David Koechner. So this movie essentially follows this. It follows Ron Burgundy. The movie is called Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. So he's the center. And he's this big famous news. Well, he's an anchorman in San Francisco in, I believe, the 60s, 70s. So, I mean, it's just, it's a definitely a weird concept, but it follows him and the rest of his news crew, and they kind of run the city. And then all of a sudden, this girl comes in and wants to be an anchor woman. And that is kind of the wrench in the gears that sends everything spiraling. And there's it's just a crazy turn of events, and it kind of like a maturing story for Ron Burgundy. You know, it's just a really, really funny movie. Definitely a little out there, but you know, I like it. And at number two, we have another Will Ferrell movie. Step Brothers came out in 2008, directed by another Adam McKay. Starring Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Richard Jenkins, and Mary Steenburgen. So like I said earlier, it's the duo with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly that is just such a, it's just a powerhouse when it comes to comedy movies. Like, how can you not love a movie with these two guys in it? They really don't miss. But essentially, this movie follows two 40-year-old guys who still live with their parents. And the one guy's dad is marrying the other guy's mom. So it's like they're becoming stepbrothers, but at the age of 40. And they're just these two super goofball dudes that, you know, never did anything with their life. They never moved out. They never got jobs. And they move in and essentially just wreck these two people's marriage. They destroy the house and just eventually leads them to get a divorce. So that's essentially the concept. But then once that happens, they're both forced to move out and get real jobs and, you know, make money, live on their own, and they both become successful. And it's, that's kind of, it all comes full circle. So it's definitely got a really happy ending. Love that movie. And in the number one spot, we have Deadpool. Made in 2016, directed by Tom Miller, starring Ryan Reynolds, Marina Beckeron, Ed Skrein, and TJ Miller. So this movie was, since I've seen it, it is up there for my number one favorite movie of all time. I absolutely love this movie. I think it's so funny. You know, I have there's so many happy memories associated with this movie, watching it with my buddies when I was a kid. But essentially, this movie follows the story of Deadpool. He's this like regular guy who's kind of a bounty hunter, and he gets diagnosed with cancer. So he goes to get this super experimental treatment, and it completely changes the way he looks and like messes up his face. But it turns him into someone who like can't die. Like, he gets superpowers from it. And essentially, the whole story is just this big revenge story where he's trying to get the bad guys to fix him and make him look normal again, and trying to get back to his girl. And yeah, it's, Ryan Reynolds is just so funny in this movie. And the side characters with the old blind woman and TJ Miller is just all around. I feel like it's a perfect movie. But yeah, that is my top 10 favorite comedy movies of all time. Thanks for listening. Bye.